Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about an incident yesterday morning.
We had a person of lower stature in our community steal a bag of tools off one of our fire trucks, which was attending a job.
Wow.
Which is just absolutely absurd. I mean, the tools aren't that important. They're just there to save people's lives and that. But, yeah, the fire truck was assisting the ambulance at a job at the corner of Walker and Creek Street. And about 7:30, someone described wearing grey pants and a black top, bit genetic, but they stole a Milwaukee bag full of fire brigade tools off the back of the truck. So
where was it again?
The corner of Walker Street and Creek Street.
Walker Street and Creek Street.
In Bundaberg, yeah. So, again, like we need the community's help in relation to this.
Yep.
So, Crime Stoppers or the station.
Yep, 1-800-333-000. Yeah. Just got to shake your head, don't you, when you hear stories like that? Just really, really shake your head and just wonder why.
No, that's right.
Yeah, anyway. Last week, officers attended Dorrie Day, the Indigenous Careers Expo. How was that?
Yeah, great. It's a great initiative. I think it's just started up again after COVID. So, first year after that, Scotty Prince turned up, Antonio Cafusi turned up. It's for careers for Indigenous people. So, it was a great day between 10 and 3 out of the university out there. So, special... hello to three young Aboriginal lasses from Hydesvold School. So they were very enthusiastic and very nice and very lovely.
Good to hear, because a lot of people, they often say, David, don't they, that they want to be a police officer or a firefighter, and sometimes they go through with that dream of being that particular person, be it, as I say, a firefighter or a police officer.
Oh, that's
doctor,
right.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah, we even had an Indigenous police officer out there, so... just for a bit of encouragement for the day. So, that's what it's all about, just encouragement and to direct them in the path that they might want to go.
And last week, Road Safety Week, but it's still a reminder police will be out on the road checking for people doing the wrong thing, even though it is highlighted as Road Safety Week. Let's be honest, road safety is every day.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, I'll just throw a few things at you. This is just from South Kalan alone last week during Road Safety Week. I mean, they issued 81 tins, had six drink drivers, two drug drivers, got three unlicensed driving people, got a hoon for a hoon offence, and did 614 RBT. So, you know, that's not very good. You know, we need to pull our horns in, and we need to concentrate on our driving.
Yeah, just make sure you are doing the right thing. And September will see an introduction of a new law protecting emergency service workers. I didn't realise that this wasn't a law, and maybe it's been a different one, because I know in my previous state it was 40Ks. If you saw an emergency service vehicle or a tow truck on the side of the road, you had to slow to 40Ks. But in this particular new law, you've got to slow down a little bit. So can you explain the law to us and how much it'll cost us if we do the wrong thing?
Yeah. Well, down from where you come from, down in Mexico way, it's always been that way down in Victoria and New South Wales. There is an offence for failing to get out of the way for emergency service vehicles on the highway. You know, when you drive on the right-hand lane, that's why you're supposed to keep that clear. But this new law takes effect as of September 16. It's a $432 fine and 3 points. So if you see flashing lights on the roadside, you have to move over and slow down. And that includes... obviously, the emergency services vehicles, so ambulances, police, fire trucks, but also includes transport enforcement vehicles, so main roads and that, doing roadworks, tow trucks, and even the RACQ. So we can't, you know, just... I know even myself, you're standing on the side of the road on the highway and a car whizzes past you doing 100 and he's less than half a metre away from you. It's just move over a little bit... and just use common sense. So the best way of doing that is always do, like the poor old truck drivers have to do, always look 200, 300, 400 metres in front of you so you can prepare to slow down and move over.
So when does that one come into effect? You mentioned that about the 16th of September?
Yeah, 16th of September this year, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming on the 17th there'll be no tolerance when it comes to this particular law, because it's one that just keeps everybody safe. It's common sense, as you said, but it is there to keep everyone safe.
Oh, yeah, no. Police operating procedures and guidelines deem that we have to give a bit of leeway for the first few months.
That's a day.
and so then after that, then they'll be hammered out. So in those circumstances. So.
In the famous words of somebody, I don't know who it is, you've all been warned, Bundy. So so it is there. David, really do appreciate your time this morning joining us, and you have yourself a lovely and safe week.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. And everyone out there, just drive safely. Just make sure to concentrate on your driving. Don't be distracted by other things.
Senior Constable David Ditsmans with some wise words there. Really do appreciate your time as always. It's 1332 4BU.